Cassie.
I'm Keegan.
I'm Christina.
This is your shorty for May. Wow. Where are we?
I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, man.
But man, I will tell you, can't beat the weather. I love spring. Like,
me
it's just
too.
Like warm and cozy and lovely.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm digging it. We are recording super early, so hopefully the May weather is really nice.
I know. What if
this
we're like saying that?
This
and
is
it's
LA.
Like,
yeah. May weather's always nice.
I know. Like weather is actually a safe bet for LA.
Yeah,
it's probably
yeah.
nice and sunny outside.
Yeah. To be honest, like May, you might be able to start going to the beach in May.
Yeah. We could actually be in the pool right now.
Yeah. Oh, I am ready for pool season.
Pool
like,
day.
So hard.
I mean, oh. am but not.
Yes.
I am for a private pool day when no one else can see me.
Yeah. Let's
nice,
do
quiet
it.
Pool.
I have got a would you rather for you that I believe will spark a conversation because I've been marinating on it since I found it. Really want to hear your thoughts on this.
Okay.
We have three different zodiac signs, so I think that we approach this kind of situation differently. But here's the would you rather. Would you rather tell your partner you're having an affair have them tell you they're having an affair? Which is worse to you?
Me telling my husband I was having an affair. That would be worse for me.
You don't, yeah.
No.
You don't like disappointing people.
I do not like disappointing people. If my husband came to me and said he was having an affair, the other thing is that, you know, I am a self-preservation person. Mm-hmm. I don't like to be wrong. I also like to be the righteous one. I have a real problem with being like a bit of a narcissist. So this puts everything in my court as being the most righteous in the situation in which I didn't do anything wrong here. Mm-hmm. And this is not my fault. And I get to walk away from this scenario.
Right. It allows you to not have to look at yourself or anything that you may be contributing to the downfall of the relationship.
I was just going to say, like,
I mean,
nothing happens in a vacuum. I mean, not just affairs are awful, but it takes two to take. I've read a lot of Esther Perel lately. So I'm like, in that kind of space.
Oh, yeah. No, but, and not to say for sure that discludes me from any.
But it's mostly their fault.
But
it's
it would
like
make
90.
You feel that way. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Is like, when you, like, I totally, completely understand.
Because I would never cheat on anybody because I feel like communication is so important. And if I got to the place where I was like ready to cheat on somebody, we need to sit down. That's a fucking problem. Mm-hmm. And that to me is like, okay, we need to communicate. We need therapy. We need to do something because if I'm feeling like I want to cheat, that's a fucking problem.
Well, you are very adult.
Okay. Let's
no. It's just, awesome. No, I'm saying it is that way though. There are.
I mean,
a
it
lot
should
of,
be that way, right?
Yeah, you should be if you're in a relationship that values communication or like both people value communication.
True.
I've definitely been in a relationship before where patterns were set where communication was not as open for various reasons.
Yeah.
And I have been on both sides. I have told. And have been told.
Mm.
And I have been marinating. I'm like, which one was worse?
Mm.
It's really, really difficult.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's so circumstantial.
Yeah.
I think it's so case by case, depending on what your relationship is like, what's currently going on in your relationship, like other emotional factors, like the degree of the affair. Is it an affair? Is it a hookup? Is it like, what are we talking about? I feel like
affair to me implies long term.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
It implies like an emotional,
ongoing,
physical, ongoing
relationship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a hard time answering this question because to me it is so circumstantial. Depend, you know, the situation would determine which is worse.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like which would feel worse in the moment. I have to say, I think for me, just blanket, probably me
would be worse.
Telling would be worse.
Yeah. I agree. I am. So we're three for that.
So disappointing other people is just so fucking hard, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really don't. I don't
like
that
hurting
feeling.
People.
Yeah.
That's right.
I hate. I go out of my way to avoid I'm very conflict avoidant, right. and I go out of my way to avoid hurting people.
Exactly.
Right? So like that would be very painful and very difficult for me. I feel like I can, even though it would hurt, I can regulate my own emotions. I'm in control of how I'm feeling mm-hmm. in response to this news.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I feel like I am too much of a people pleaser in a negative way, like most of the time, that like I would take on the emotional burden. I would martyr myself in the emotion, in that emotional space, in terms of like, my ego's not too big yeah. for me to be able to not handle being told that, you know.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I feel like a lot of women I know would have the same answer.
Hmm. Yeah.
That they would rather take the hurt than give the hurt.
Oh, yes. God. Yeah.
Take
bless.
That emotional that burden.
There it like, is.
Yes. I think that that is definitely the case. I'd rather, and I do think that we are conditioned societally that way, where it's just like, mm-hmm. we will take on the problem.
Yeah.
We'll take on the problem. What's one more thing added to my burden, whatever that might be, whether yeah. it's my to-do list or it's my emotional burden or whatever else that is. Also, I mean, I do think that there's, I'm trying to think of the right way to say this, but I feel like I spend a lot of time in self-reflection that like I don't think that my ego is so big that I would be like, oh my God. You know, I feel like there is a certain type of personality that would be like, you cheated on me, you know, like
right. where of I would be people? Hurt, no.
but I wouldn't have like that kind of,
no,
like,
same,
you know, response to that.
Yeah. And I also think, do you think that part of it too is like for the longest time, it was like almost acceptable for men to have affairs?
Yeah, it was acceptable. It was almost like a, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think obviously. We tend to believe societally that women are more emotionally intelligent and therefore like we should be more in control of our actions. It's that whole like boys will be boys kind of mentality where it's just right. like, well, they just don't have the emotional intelligence.
Then why are boys get to tell us what to do?
You would, I mean,
I
that's
know.
A question.
The end. We've ended the podcast. Bye, everyone.
No, but that's the truth. I mean, that is the question. It's just like, if we can't have it both ways, but society has somehow jerry-rigged the system for us to have it both ways, you know.
Yeah, I feel like there's another society. Speaking of, like, I know we kind of talked about the multiverse a little bit at the end of one of our episodes a while back, where it's like, There's a society somewhere where it's like flip-flopped, where it's matriarchal.
Yes.
I'd like to see what that looks like.
Yeah. You know? I want to pop in that one real quick.
Right. Well, oh, gosh, not to get into like a deep conversation about that, but then it's like, okay, but what would that even look like in a society where women haven't been conditioned this way? Like, because right. it's like, in large part, yes, of course, there are biological...
I mean, there are still matriarchal societies.
Right. There are biological differences. But they exist within the larger world as we know it, right? Like, mm-hmm. so it's just like there are biological differences between men and women. But as a whole, I think women are largely the way they are in our society because we've been conditioned this way.
Right.
And because of the patriarchy. So if the patriarchy didn't exist, would women even be like that? You know, right. like would they lead yeah, the way yeah, that they yeah, lead? Because yeah, we yeah, do yeah. know, like, a lot of times, like, women are better leaders, like, in a lot of circumstances, but are they better leaders because they've had to exist
in the patriarchy?
In this,
yeah.
yeah. So it's like, I don't know, it's a very interesting conversation. I'm wow. not saying I have the answer, but it's something interesting to think about.
Yeah. Hmm. No, I mean, yeah, I think having gone through both affair situations, I definitely, as a woman in her 40s now, definitely am with you, Cassie, that, you know, if it even crossed my mind, like, things like that, I would yeah. be like, something that is fucking wrong.
Systemically,
you know,
wrong
what I mean?
With this relationship, yeah, right? From exactly. its core.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's never a situation I want to enter into on either side ever no. again. So... Now that I know, yeah. like, I'm going to do anything I can to avoid either one.
But. It is one thing I will say about me. I won't cheat on you. I don't think I have it in me. The guilt would eat me fucking alive. Yeah. And I can't keep a secret for
sure. I was
going to
say, you're the worst. You are the worst secret keeper.
On the planet. I know. Oh, my God. We would all know.
You know, if you did, we would all know.
The minute it happened, you would know.
In her body language, she's like sweating. There's just like pools of like,
what's wrong? Nothing.
Sweat circles on your armpits.
Nothing. Like, I'm texting you while I'm doing it. Oh my God, I'm cheating on Chris right now. What?
I can't even imagine that.
No. Oh God, no.
Wild.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah, that was a journey. You guys ready to hop into some date stories?
Yes. I want some escape.
Escape. Okay. I'm going to save that one for a closer.
Okay.
Okay. How about this? Just out of high school, I was asked out by a guy in police academy. He was a son of one of my mom's friends.
Mm. I'm okay.
We spoke on the phone for a couple of weeks before actually seeing each other. Let's just say I should have heeded my subconscious. He was always bragging about how tough, how big, and how smart he was. I mean, he really thought a lot about himself.
If you're that smart, you don't need to say it.
That's right.
No, a lion doesn't need to tell other people it's a lion.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He shows up at my house and my dad answers the door. My dad is a giant, 6'8". My date stuttered and later said I should have warned him.
Okay, sir.
As we are driving to a movie, his tire goes flat. He had no clue how to change the tire. He didn't even know where his spare was. So I showed him how to change his tire.
Oh, I love this story so much right now.
We were too late for the movie, so he threw a fit and took me home. I told my parents about this date, and my dad just laughed at the fact that the guy threw a temper tantrum. My mom's friend called and told her I needed to be more feminine or else I would never find a man.
This motherfucker right now, you got... Ooh.
My mother replied that her son needed to grow up or he was going to have issues. 5 years later, he was fired from the police department for pushing an 85-year-old man down.
What?
That's tracks. That sounds exactly right. This big, tough fucking piece of shit.
Oh, I know. Who can't change a tire. And then fucking his mom calls me like, your daughter needs mommy call. Your daughter needs to be more feminine.
Your mommy called my mommy to talk about our date.
Yeah.
Like, that is so.
Is it seventh grade?
Yeah.
I hate you. Did you go roller skating?
Oh.
I hate you.
Okay. I met up with a guy to go out for wings. Before we even ate, he looked me up and down, grabbed my hand as though he was going to kiss it, and then licked it from the tip of my wrist to the tip of my finger.
No.
Is this titled How to Make Cassie Poop on You? Because like,
literally, first of all, if you take my hand like you're going to kiss it already, I'm like,
no, thank you.
We just met, you know? But then licked her hand.
No.
Her hand. After everything we just went through, the copious amounts of hand sanitizer we have used in the last couple of years, licking someone's hand is so gross. Also, the sensation of someone's tongue unexpectedly on my person. Awful.
Yeah, no.
It's a no. I simply said, well, I'm out of here, and walked straight out the door to my car and sanitized my hands.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, well.
Oh, God. That's so fucking awful.
Oh. What are you, a lizard?
What is so weird?
Why are you doing that? Where did you see that? What is your end game?
Yes.
For doing
something
like that? What do you think is going to happen?
Are you just going to lick everyone until you meet the right woman who's like, actually my kink too? Like, what a weird thing to do.
Yeah. No. That's not... Yeah.
Disgusting. Ugh. Blah. Anyway, I got Tinder for funsies during early COVID quarantine, and I very clearly stated in my bio that I was not sure what I was looking for. I was just goofing around and wanted to see what was out there. Match with a guy from Massachusetts, different part of the state. He flips out on me in my DMs, telling me how all the women in Massachusetts don't want anything but sex, and how we're all bitches, and that compared to Florida, nobody here is fun, and we're just wishy-washy.
Sir, you matched with me. People that match with other people to then get into their fucking messages to denigrate them, you need to fucking find something else to do with your time.
Psychological help.
Honestly.
Like, that is a level of, like, get a hobby. Like, how do you have the time for this? How do you have the time to troll Tinder?
Interesting
that you don't have anything else to do with your life. That I know.
So just no, no.
He told me not to get my hopes up on the app because everyone is just trying to fuck me and I will face a big reality check. All I said was I didn't want to hang out with him 10 minutes after matching. All that.
It's a strong reaction.
All
wow.
That.
Wow.
Don't get your hopes up.
Wow. Okay.
Cool.
Met a woman online in the olden times before dating apps. She seemed to be funny, smart, and a bit mischievous. We met at a local coffee shop and everything went well until I heard the word wedding. And then all of a sudden, this seemingly normal woman started talking about our wedding, the names of our children.
Stop.
Oh, no.
She had our future planned out. And I'm not going to lie. I fear no man that walks this earth, but this woman freaked the hell out of me. I excused myself to go to the bathroom and walk right out the door and went home.
Oh,
never
God.
Saw her again. You're on a coffee date, a first like meetup date, and you start talking about marriage?
Listen, oh, yeah, I mean, honey. As someone with a deep internal world and a lot of imagination that romanticizes every relationship in my life.
Yes.
That is a level of just like
pure listen, cringe.
Listen. It's pure cringe. Even listen, if
have I thought that though?
Even if you've thought it, you don't say that shit out loud. You push it deep down.
You never bring it up again.
Stuff it in your jam
sport. Take the key.
That's right. Yes. Shove it down.
Hide it in that secret compartment
and never bring it up again.
Never bring it up to anyone.
No one.
Like not even,
no one,
your, girlfriend.
Not even
your girlfriends.
Like,
no. I'd be like,
are you
met
okay?
Him for
yeah.
5 minutes?
Yeah. You can Dear Diary that all day if you want, but like, don't.
I wouldn't write it down. I wouldn't write that down.
No, don't put it in writing. It
no,
don't put it in writing.
Fucking
someone can find it.
Write it down, then crumple it up and eat it.
Yes. Do it. Tear it up into multiple strips. Set it on fire.
Wow.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, this one's going to make you mad.
Great.
We talked for a while and I was really digging this guy. We decided to finally hang out, but he said I had to pick him up since he didn't have a car. I went to pick him up and the first thing he does when he gets in the car is pat my belly
no.
and say, a little too much beer, yeah, you're gonna have to lose that if we date.
I swear to fucking God.
I kicked him out of the car and went to get ice cream.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my car. Who...
Don't touch me.
Who raised you? Like, it's just such a, like, what the, again, in what world does that end well for you?
Why would you ever comment on someone else's body?
No.
That's just, I wouldn't comment on,
who,
on
don't
my,
don't touch me.
On anyone's body.
And definitely if don't fucking touch me.
Yeah.
There's also something very condescending about a pat, specifically.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If someone pats you, top of your head,
very
anywhere on your body, like, it is so patronizing.
That's just the like, way he said it, too.
You're going to have to change that
you're gonna have to
if
fucking,
we date.
You're going to have to fucking lose a hand if you fucking
right,
come
I'm about
me
to
again.
Chop your hand off. Really?
The fuck away from me.
No, because if they're already making comments like that, you just know that a relationship, they're always going to be nitpicking.
I mean, to be honest,
everything about
thank that. You for doing it the second you got in the car so we didn't have to go out anywhere together.
Exactly.
Like I could just literally, we're already at your house. Just get out. Just yeah. get out. Just go back inside.
Yep.
Whew. Went on a date with this guy. I've been chatting. Wait. Went on a date with this guy I'd been chatting to for a couple weeks. The actual date was really good. We just had a crisp picnic and drank Prosecco in the park.
Mm, ooh, that does sound nice.
Great.
Can we have a girl date where we do that? I just want to go to the park and drink Prosecco.
Yes, absolutely.
But we laughed a lot and it was super easy and we got on so well. Probably one of the better dates I'd been on. Night ends with some kissing and then he had to leave abruptly. His phone kept blowing up. It was weird as a weird end as he dashed for his train looking panicked. He didn't message to ask me if I'd made it home okay, which I felt was weird. Over the next couple days, he was way less chatty than usual, and I felt like something was off. I asked him what happened that night, and he said that his friend had been rushed to the hospital, so he'd had to go visit and sit with her that night. Seemed odd, but then he sent me a picture of him. Pic of him and a girl in the hospital bed. She was looking worse for the wear, but had a thumbs up. Did some Instagram digging, mm-hmm. quote stalking, she said, and found his account. The girl in the hospital pic was actually his girlfriend, mm-hmm. and she was commenting hearts and lovey stuff under his photos. So he basically dashed off from a date with me when his girlfriend was admitted to the hospital.
Lie better. Wow. Like, how did you think she wasn't going to find that out?
Hashtag like, relationship goals.
Stop.
Am I right?
Oh my God.
No, that's the worst. And you know what? Like, let's normalize looking at people's socials.
Oh, yeah. 100.
Going on dates.
Oh, look.
We're doing it. Let's be honest. We're doing it. Our friends are doing it as well. Yes. You know, seeing if they see something that, you know, we miss. Off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's so many people that are married that are just out like, there.
On. Well, yeah, I mean, we saw it live in action.
Yes, we did.
God, I can't fucking believe that. I still can't.
I can't either. I mean, but I can't.
Right.
Because he was totally that type.
Yes.
That was like married, literally telling strangers stories about his wife and then opening up Tinder in front of same said strangers.
Well, the first time I ran into him at the bar at this podcast event we were at.
You're like, nope.
He dropped, like, he's one of those types who, like, dropped, like, a platinum Amex card.
Gross.
Right in front of me. You know, which feels like a power move. Maybe that's what he was going to pay with anyway. But when someone does that, I'm like, it makes me feel like you're peacocking. And look at how much money I have.
And there's a way that they take it out and just kind of dismissively throw it. Like I'm not even looking at the bill. It doesn't even matter.
Yes. Yeah.
I have so much money.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
That's how I do it. Now, especially now that I have a heavy credit card.
You like to hear that clink?
I love that. Heavy.
Okay, here's one. She had a toxic on again, off again relationship with a guy before we met and started dating. One night, she didn't stay the night at my house. And the next morning, on my way to drop off some mail at the post office, I saw her car parked at what I assume was the ex's apartment across the street.
What?
I wrote a scathing note
and stuck it on her windshield
for her to find when she went to her car later in the morning.
Oh, no.
What had happened was...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He borrowed her car to go get smokes at the convenience store, and he found the note. She calls me screaming at me. Why would I do that to her? Because, as it turns out, unbeknownst to me, I was the other guy.
That's right. Exactly.
And she blamed me for messing up her relationship with her boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
I thought this was going to be a wrong car situation. I did, too. For 1 minute, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a shame receipt on his
end. Oh, no. Whoa. Right car.
Shit.
Wrong driver.
Shit.
Yikes. Okay, this one. Oof.
Ugh.
Okay. So I matched with this guy on Tinder and he seemed nice. However, something just kept telling me there was something off about him. He kept getting really pushy about meeting up at places I was not comfortable with. Mm. I finally decided to unmatch him. Fast forward about a month and I'm at work. I happen to be a corrections officer at a regional jail in my area. I am working one of the mail units and an inmate walks up to my desk and says he knows me. After interviewing him, it turns out it's the guy I matched with and decided not to meet.
Oh no.
It turns out he is in on kidnapping charges.
What?
Wow.
Needless to say, I changed units and told my supervisors immediately.
Wow.
How scary, because it's like, yeah, now you have to see this person.
No.
Like, yeah, you got to transfer me to another unit. I can't see this person every day.
That's too much. Whoa. That's
so
too
scary.
Oof. Oh, that gives me the creeps. Well, this one's going to give you the creeps too.
Okay.
He told me he knew a place and took me to a cliff at night and asked me to climb down with him to the beach below.
No. It's dark. Why am I doing this?
I am blind enough as it is. Like, don't make me hike anytime.
I'm a naturally,
but specifically at night,
naturally clumsy person.
Oh,
I know.
I am afraid of heights. He tried to physically force me down the cliff and I ended up having a panic attack and crying. He eventually gave up and took me back home, but was looking at me like he wanted to kill me. Can you fucking...
That's scary. That is a disproportionate reaction to the situation as well. Like, okay, I get it. You're disappointed.
I was terrified. I was shaking like crazy. When I got back home, my then roommate was a pretty big guy. He saw my face immediately, ran out, but the guy had already gone. Can you fucking imagine?
What? Wow. And what? When you're sitting at home and you're like, I'm going to plan a great first date with this girl I really like on Tinder. Like, why in the world would you be like, it's 10 p.m. Let's go to the cliffs. And hike down.
Hike down.
It sounds to the beach. Like murder. To the
beach. It'll be so it's romantic.
That's a murder, sir.
Yeah. It sounds like murder.
Yeah. And also, if you're going to plan some kind of date like that, because maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe there is a chick that is more coordinated, that does hike, that likes like night adventures.
Yeah, can
like
we have a discussion about that?
Exactly. This is the problem. I would be dead because I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting and unique date idea. So I'm not saying like that's wrong in itself, but communicate
clearly
that.
Clearly, she does not want to do this and forcing her down.
And yeah. A first date, listen, I like hiking and stuff like that. You know, I like the beach and I like outdoor stuff. But like a first date with a stranger.
Yeah. In the no.
Uh-uh.
Okay. How about this? Worst date. This guy says, for some horrible fucking ridiculous reason, I decided to try microdosing psilocybin that day. And then somehow.
Why? Oh, no. You're going on a date. Why are you like
it's
this?
Just a little bit.
This is not. This is not just the time.
Now's not it. Now's not the
not
time.
The time.
You could do it. I'm just saying, like, today doesn't feel like the day that you do it.
So I somehow end up defending Stalin in a Tim Hortons after we left the art gallery.
Oh. What is happening?
I hate it.
Timmy Hortons, sir, you're going to disrespect Canada like that?
Oh, no. You know what? Stalin actually has a pretty good idea.
Like, get out.
What?
He wakes up the next day like, that reads like it's a shame receipt.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. Okay. I have one more. For my first date with this guy, we drove 45 minutes to a lake where people were kiteboarding. He pulled out his kite and strapped in while saying, I'm still new, but I've done it before.
While saying, cowabunga!
You can watch and go after me. Oh. I watched this dummy take a running leap and immediately get thrown 12 feet in the air.
Oh, my God.
Before falling hard on his shoulder.
Oh my God.
He thought it was broken and wanted to go to the ER. We were in the middle of nowhere. He couldn't drive, and we had taken his stick shift truck.
Oh.
I tried my best to drive stick for the first time while navigating with a map to find the nearest hospital.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Calamity of errors.
We spent the next 6 hours in the ER together while I learned way too much about his medical history.
Oh no.
And had to talk on the phone with his mom to tell her what happened.
Wow.
We never spoke again.
No. Yeah.
That's one or the other. You're married or you're
done.
Like,
yes. No, you shake hands and part ways.
Like, oh, no.
Oh, no. What were they doing out there?
Kite boarding.
Surfing?
Kite boarding is what it said. Okay. I think it's the same thing. I think
Is it kite boarding like on sand?
See, that's what I'm wondering. If
and
it's kite surfing
on water?
I have no clue.
No idea. All I know is that when you said kite thing, I immediately thought of like when I lived in South Beach, the hottest guy I've ever known was a kite surfer.
I'm looking it up right now. Kite boarding. Oh, it's the same thing as kite surfing. That's what I was saying. Okay. So it's the same thing. So he did fall on water, which is better than falling on sand.
But you can't up in the air.
But you can hurt yourself.
As concrete. Mm-hmm. It's as hard as
12
concrete.
Feet.
I think you can kite surf on sand, though, too.
Oh,
like in dunes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah?
No. I have no idea. I'm the wrong person to ask about that.
All right. I've got a doozy for you. We can wrap it up on this one.
Okay.
She writes, I was the worst first date
once. My favorite.
I'm actually shocked it's never shown up before. We had mutual friends and decided we would go out as a group to avoid any crazy awkwardness. And I got so tanked, I redecorated the bar window thinking I was outside.
Oh, no.
He was designated driver. And there were 5 of us in the truck to get us all home.
Oh, no.
blackout drunk. I gave another friend a blowy, also giving a one-handed drunk shoulder massage to my date.
Wait.
Oh my.
No. Oh no. God. That is so embarrassing.
As soon as the other drunk dude finished, I proceeded to redecorate the truck bed out the center window. Definitely not my best moment. She fucking, so she gives friend a blowy and then opens the center window in the truck and fucking vomits out into the truck bed.
Oh, redecorate. No. Also, imagine your date is giving you like a passive shoulder massage, a one-handed shoulder rub.
Oh, my.
In a truck. God.
Wow. In front of your friends. There's five people.
I want to move to a different country.
I know, exactly. Like, I changed my name. I'm in Alaska. I'm like Dexter. I'm in the Dexter town. In Alaska.
You're floating in the middle of the ocean on a fishing boat alone for the rest of eternity. Exactly. I mean, we've talked about hangover anxiety before. And like
I can't. Oh,
like, I mean, you're done drinking for the rest of your life. Yes, if that happens.
I
would never trust myself again, ever.
Yeah.
She did say,
it did have a happy-ish ending, though.
Wow, this is a surprise.
Okay.
I ended up spending an entire week in his bed, and to the day, he is still the best I've ever had. Dylan, if you ever read this, I'm still so sorry, but also you are a legend. This is a fun group of people.
This is a
wow.
Wow. I mean,
that's a lot, but he's a legend.
I do want to know what this group of friends is like. Like, they are at an 11, apparently. Because, like, to me, I'm like, this is
a friend.
Is this a normal night out for
you? Tell me you are a friend group in your early 20s without telling me you're a friend group in your early 20s. Because
I just gave this dude a blowy, but. Let's definitely stay in bed for a week.
Yeah. No judgment. I'm not judging anybody, but I am saying
I'm not judging.
I would never have given my friend a blowy in a car with five other people. That's just me, who I am in my personality.
I would like to say that I wouldn't have as well, but I don't trust 20-something-year-old me.
20-something-year-old Christina might have occurred, actually.
Yeah.
Be honest. We had wild nights.
Wild, wild, wild.
That's true. Oh, man. Well, if you have stories, be they short, be they long, but especially if they're extra embarrassing, go to our one-stop shop of a website. It's myworstdatepodcast.com. And we love you so much.
Cheers.